We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
I mean, you guys are the best team in Chicago. Everybody knows that. We all know that. The afternoon show is not afraid of anything, really. Yeah. But
Afternoons on the Score.
You've been teammates with Kyle Hendricks for a long time. How hard is it for you to see him struggle? And in Sunday's game, it wasn't like he got bombed. He just seemed to just get peppered.
Yeah, and you see it all the time. You know, it's not specific to Kyle. You see it all the time. It's early in the season. It's a small sample. You know, there's times when guys get hit hard or give up walks, and then there's times when guys get blooped around the field. And I think J-Mo, you know, said it really well about his start last year. Like, it just, everything was going wrong. You know, there would be times when there was, you know, four bloopers in a row that led to a run, and, you know, a couple hard hit balls after a couple bloopers, and you end up in putting runs on the board and, you know, frustrated. And that's part of the game. You know, I think we as a organization, as players, you know, everybody has all the confidence in the world in Kyle Hendricks and his ability and what he can do. And there were some really bright spots that start on Sunday, and him on the edges and that cut changeup working against righties. And, you know, I've played with him long enough to know that he is one of the best in the game at what he does, his consistency, his preparation, and he's going to be just fine. It's just early going.
We need better results, frankly.
Well, now they've made a move. Real or imagined, Kyle Hendricks has been placed on the 15-day injured list with what they are calling a lower back injury. A bunch of other moves that we will get to in a second, smaller, though one somewhat significant for the show. But Matt Mervis and Hayden Wisneski and Luke Little have been recalled from AAA Iowa. Drew Smyly placed on the 15-day IL, and Garrett Cooper has been DFA'd.
And I always wonder, what happened to Gary Cooper, the strong, silent type?
That's a real disappointment for us.
For the show.
It's a real disappointment that we won't be able to play that anymore. It's unfortunate. He had a nice pick at first the other day. He had a nice play over there. On the Nico Webb gem, he was at first on the crazy play where he went to his right. But the big news here is obviously Hendricks. This is going to sound so weird. I hope he's hurt. It's been, you know what I mean? It's been so bad. Uh-huh. I hope he's hurt, but I don't believe that he's hurt because no one has said anything about him being hurt, but the phantom IL stint.
Nor would they likely have said it before now, right?
I mean, no, but you could have said it after the game against the Marlins.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In the aftermath of it, they pulled him quick. Understandably, I mean, he gave up four runs in four innings, and that home run was 460 feet.
It's quite an impressive feat of strength.
It was a nuclear missile of a shot. Everything else, because that's the thing. Like, they're like, oh, there were bloops and bad luck. I'm like, yeah, there were, and there were in the Padres game too. But then there were home runs, and like yeah, there was only one home run against the Marlins, but it went over the batter's eye.
So you didn't see it as this sign of improvement.
Let's put it this way. if that's improvement, which technically it is, his ERA did lower after giving up four runs in four innings. I was like, okay. I mean, one ball
he
went
gave up a run an inning.
It went, gave up a run an inning. Uh-huh. One ball went 460 feet, and he didn't.
It should have gone 420 on that date, though.
It would have been nice. Yeah. It would have been appropriate. Uh-huh. And it was, I mean, he got, gave you 56 or 58 pitches. So it's not like he helped your bullpen. He didn't really, he gave up a bunch of runs. He gave up a missile. So I hope he's hurt, because then at least you'd have an explanation as opposed to like, he's lost it. Mm. But I also don't think that Kyle Hendricks can lose it, because the guy throws 87 miles an hour. You know, like, it's all about control and all of that. So, like, and he's had good innings. He's had an 8-pitch inning where he saws off three guys for three weak ground balls, and he looks exactly like Kyle Hendricks. But if he's got to be aggressive early in counts and throw fastballs, and his fastball tops out at 89 miles an hour, guys are going to just hit the ball a long way.
Even if, you know, like, the idea that Kyle Hendricks can't lose it necessarily, as he's pitched so many innings over the years and getting to the age that he's gotten to here, if the low back becomes some sort of a frequent issue, that's where, you know, it would still be concerning. Like, if it's a real injury, then that could at least explain it. But if it's a real injury, and low backs can be very tricky, low backs can develop later in your career after you're just torquing your hips and your trunk over and over again over the years that he's been pitching. And, you know, you certainly wouldn't want this to be something that becomes an issue for him on a consistent basis either, because while his velocity has never been his strong suit, but you still, to be able to pitch with the control, with the precision that he does, you still have to be able to actually use, you know, your top and bottom limbs all have to work in unison. Your trunk is, and you've had back issues, your trunk is such a big part of every athletic movement.
Me and Kyle
that you
Hendricks
make.
Are one of the same.
I mean, you're built very similarly. So, I mean, you know, it's
both like golf,
right?
Both have back issues. Yeah.
Get you some glasses or some contact
lenses. We both pitched on the mound at Wrigley.
Oh, good point. I forgot about that.
Yeah, a lot of similarities.
We should do a side-by-side image of your pitch and one of Kyle Hendricks' pitches.
About the same velocity. No, I can't throw that hard. I can't. So I assume Wisniewski will get the start Saturday. We'll see if Council announces it this early. My guess is he doesn't, because they also, you know, might need him out of the pen earlier than that. So we'll see. But Wicks, Tyone, Assad, and Shota, the next locked-in four starters for the Cubs. But Kyle Hendricks will not be making that start against Boston, which it's good. This is good for all involved. It's painful to watch
for
him.
For now, yeah.
Sure. I'm just saying, like, it's painful to watch him go out there and feel like he's an automatic loss, and they're too good to let that be the thing for one out of their five guys. And with no days off coming up here,
right.
You can't have a guy who's getting pulled and, you know, 14 batters into a game. Like, you need someone to eat innings when you don't have a day off for 16 days.
There is a balance to trying to. When I was in for you, I guess it was week before last, I was asking Craig Counsell about this a little bit and trying to let Kyle Hendricks work through some of this in what's still very early in the season, because at whatever point, if he's able to become some version of Kyle Hendricks again, then obviously that's huge for your staff and will pay dividends once you get down the stretch of the season, if there's a version of that's still within him somewhere. But, yeah, I mean, 16 games and 17 days or whatever it is coming up, that could ask a lot of him, could ask a lot of your staff and your bullpen if he's going to be out there not looking like that guy. I do feel like I heard you recently making the case, though, that you think it could make sense to bring him out of the pen at some point?
No, I think that I understand conventional wisdom suggests that his stuff does not play out of the pen because he's not the greatest, like, swing and miss guy. He's not the greatest velocity guy. Mm. But I also think that you happen to have hired a very unconventional manager who just looks at these guys as out-getters. And so is there a world in which Kyle Hendricks is on this team as a bulk reliever who pitches in blowouts? Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, who pitches in blowouts?
I don't think he's a seventh inning relief pitcher.
That's not really plausible, though. They wouldn't do that to Kyle Hendricks, would they?
Well, if the alternative is DFAing him and they're paying him money this year, you know, you need innings.
Yeah.
There are a lot of innings in a baseball season.
I guess in my mind it feels all or nothing with Kyle Hendricks to me. Like, either he figures it out as a starter or he's not going to be around. That's what's in my head. I don't know if that makes as much sense.
No, it My point is that conventional wisdom, we should ask things that are unconventional about them now, because they have they're a smart, analytically forward organization with a really smart, stubborn manager who is going to always be pushing them to reconsider new things.
Yeah.
And so if he's like, wait a minute, this guy, and again, now they say he's not healthy.
Yeah, right.
But if he's like, wait a minute, he's healthy. Mm-hmm. He's just not good for us starting games.
Okay.
But I can go to him.
But
to,
you don't mean leverage innings.
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, well, right. No.
Because that's not any better than giving him innings at the start of a game if he's going right. to be bad in the middle
that's
of the game,
saying.
Too.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying I don't think they're going to DFA Kyle Hendricks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's happening. I mean, maybe if it's 10 horrible starts or, you know, but I don't think that they're going to do that to the guy. I mean, the guy started game 7 of the World Series. He started game 6 of the NLCS.
At some point, they're going to have to, at whatever point he gets healthy, if he doesn't improve, they're going to have to stop trotting him out there on the mound too, though, right?
Yeah, as a starter. And then I think maybe it's mop-up duty as a reliever and, like, maybe another phantom injury and, like, get to the end of the year where you don't pick up the option and you say goodbye to Kyle Hendricks. But I have a hard time seeing them DFAing him in the middle of the season.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Cubs legend. He's an icon. I'm not saying it's impossible.
Yeah, right. Like,
I'm not saying it's impossible. I don't think
we're down 12 runs in the seventh. Kyle, come do this like that. I feel like that's probably not something they're going to do to him either, though, right? Like, that's just as embarrassing, if not more, than putting him on the street.
Maybe. I think we're a ways away from both of those things, though.
Yeah.
Because clearly we have IL move.
Mm-hmm.
When he comes back, he'll come back as a starter.
Yeah.
Then he'll get a leash of a few starts. Oh, he's working his way back from injury. You know what I mean? Like, it could be another phantom IL injury again. But if Steele and Tyone and Shota and Wicks and Assad, you know what I mean? Like, there might not be a spot for him if five guys start going well. Or it's like, or they might say, you know, we're going to do 6-man rotation, which they've talked about every now and again to ease Shota's innings load in his first year in Major League Baseball. You know, like, I'm just saying, like, Craig is very creative.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we should not be totally close-minded to the only way Kyle Hendricks performs for the Chicago Cubs is a starter every fifth day, throwing cut changeups that saw off right-handed hitters and induce weak contact. Like, you know, I think they will explore every possible avenue to do right by him. But if he has an ERA of 12, it's going to end very, very poorly.
Right. Yeah. If he's just bad.
If he's just bad.
It's hard to do right by him when he's just bad.
Yeah. Exactly. So they'll give him another shot at some point. But there we go. They also have a lot of first basemen on the team. I don't want to, like, completely grind the whole roster right now, but. Yeah, Mervis back, and that's you know, not sure where all those guys are going to fit in. We can get more into this as we go, but, like, I don't know how much you're staying up and watching NBA because you have the morning show and Big Ten and football, and you have 1,000 jobs. I love it. We don't talk a ton about the NBA in the regular season outside of the Bulls. We don't do a ton on the playoffs.
Yeah.
The opening weekend of the NBA playoffs was kind of a dud. There was a stat that was going around that in the first, like, 6 games, there were 20 lead changes, but then there were 19 lead changes in Thunder-Pelicans the last game on Sunday night, which was an awesomely random, weird game. But yesterday, oh, my God. And it's an endurance contest, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Like, staying up for, like, every night, there's a game that says it's going to tip off at 9 on ESPN or TNT, but it's probably tipping off at 9:20
because it's a doubleheader and the other game's going to run late.
Yeah. And it's like, all right, here we go. This game, there's going to be more reviews. There's going to be everything. It's like, all right, we're up. And now I want to see what Barkley says after the game.
Right.
So I'm up till midnight, 3 nights a week at least, watching NBA games. Sometimes I'm falling asleep. Sometimes I'm making it to the end. But last night was just one of those days in the NBA. Sixers-Knicks was real weird. And the end of that series has just been – it's the Garden, man. There's something about like the Madison. Have you been to Madison Square Garden?
You know, I didn't hear the Tanny story yet, though. He's been there now, which I haven't.
He went
been
to Bulls Knicks.
Yeah, it's definitely colored the way that I'm viewing the NBA playoffs here. Like, okay. You know, like I'm in a tough spot because obviously being of a certain age, I grew up hating the Knicks, right? But once Tibbs took over, it kind of made me change the way I felt about them a little bit. They had Derek and Taj and Joe, and like now. Going to the Garden a couple weeks ago, last weekend, and getting to experience that venue, it's an all-time great sports venue. And it was one of those, like, I went with my one of my best friends, big-time Knicks fan since forever. I was happy that they won that game, and you could just tell that the Knicks were a vibe out there, and they had never been more positive. I tuned into The Fan in New York the next morning to see what they were saying about the Knicks, and it was like, yeah, this is we haven't felt this way since, like, 1994. You know what I mean? So I'm definitely watching the Knicks. It's kind of different than I ever have in my basketball watching life, and I'm happy for them. Can I even say that? But MSG was like it definitely watching that game last night and seeing that crowd at the Garden last night and following along on social media. It was definitely what you need to be watching. This series is going to be fun. You know this Knicks Sixers thing.
Yeah, I got to get out there at some point. I would imagine it from Syracuse. You made your way over there, right?
I've been. So I mean, I've been to. I think I've been to two Knicks games in my life in the Garden, one when I was a real little kid. But I would go for the Big East tournament every year.
Okay.
When the Big East was not the heyday of the 30 for 30,
right.
But when it had expanded to the ballooning before conference expansion, like when it was 16 teams. And
when TCU was in the Big East.
Yeah,
that
right.
was like 2 weeks. But yeah,
right. Okay. But I mean, when you had, I mean, all of the legends – we're still coaching. So, I mean, Boeheim, Jim Calhoun, Rick Pitino's at Louisville, Bob Huggins is at West Virginia. You know what I mean? It was you'd go and cover the Big East tournament, and on a doubleheader,
Hall of Famers galore.
You'd have, you know, 3,500 coaching wins between the four teams that you were watching. And, like, the lower programs were Marquette. You know what I mean? Like big time basketball schools. Mm-hmm. So it was rocking. It was an awesome, awesome time. So I've been to a lot of basketball games, but mostly college at the Garden. But yeah, man, it's the NBA playoffs, it's just you get the college level crowds for pro style talent. Mm, yeah. So like Oklahoma City, the building rocks. Mm-hmm. The Garden, the building rocks. Like,
yeah.
When they go back to Philly, Joel Embiid, he's playing on one leg. He's getting no help, but he's like, after the game, he's like, we're winning this series. Philly is going to respond to that. Like, Philly will, that is going to be an intense, angry, like, there's, you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of juice that you don't get as an NBA guy. The criticism of the regular season not mattering much and feeling it's a completely different sport, which sucks for me who wants to be like, hey, the regular season matters, or I want to go to a game, or I want to try to convince the audience to care about the thing that happens on a Tuesday. It's hard to do. The Milwaukee Bucks sent out a tweet that said no one really cares what happens in 82 games. Now's all that matters. It's like, that's not great for, for 82 games. No one really cares.
Yeah.
But there is a lot of truth to it.
The tweaks they've made, just like baseball has tried to make their tweaks, I do like the tweaks the NBA has made as far as just getting the play-in tournament, kind of expanding the postseason field a little bit so you keep that much more engagement from certain fan bases and certain teams, and everyone's not trying to sell off their best talent. And so, you know, even though pretty much the entire regular season was very difficult to sort of slog through from a Bulls perspective, but then there were games of consequence in the postseason, even for the Bulls. And so league-wide, I think that's enhanced the regular season as much as they can plausibly enhance such a long regular season.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's one of 82 doesn't matter that much.
Yeah.
It just doesn't. Mm-hmm. One of 17 matters a ton.
Right.
It's just basic math.
Yeah.
So that's why none of these other sports in the regular season will ever do what football does to us. Mm-hmm. Because just by math, the games don't matter that much.
Yeah.
But it's really rewarding when you stay up late for one of these NBA playoff nights and you get an ending like you did to Nuggets Lakers. That game was insane. Either game could have gone, you know, the Lakers were in both games. LeBron played amazing. Anthony Davis played amazing. Jokic is just a complete freak of nature. And the game comes down to Jamal Murray.
A stop here, you win the game.
Here we go.
Three-pointer LeBron. Missed it. Rebound Porter. There's the stop. Over to Jamal Murray. They have to foul. They have to foul. He's at the midcourt circle. 4 seconds. 3 seconds left. Why are they not fouling? Jumper Murray. Got it to Hard. Denver mounts the comeback. They win game number two. 101 to 99 is the final. And the Lakers can take that L on the way out.
Whew, I hadn't heard that. That is an awesome call. It was, I mean, it's like Jamal Murray against, I mean, Anthony Davis yesterday was, he was like talking to reporters. He's like, it's an outrage that I'm not a finalist for Defensive Player of the Year. Mm. I'm the best defensive player in the NBA. Because they named three finalists, and it was Bam, Gobert, and Wembanyama. He's like, it's an outrage that I wasn't him. And when AD was on the bench, Jokic was cooking. Mm. Jokic still had a great game, but like, AD makes him work. Mm. And so at the end of that game, it's Jamal Murray being guarded by a seven-foot giant, and he hits the shot, like, barely gets past his fingertips, now, and he nails it.
I am
incredible.
A little confused. Why was he yelling they have to foul? What, is a tie game?
Yeah, he was off on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
I was confused by that. All right. I was trying to figure out if I misunderstood the moment.
He was off on that.
I mean, he was very excited.
Homer announcer losing his mind. Yeah,
he was very excited in the moment.
Homer announcer losing his mind.
Which can be fun, but it was a bit much.
Yeah, it was tie game. But
they have to foul. No,
please don't foul.
Do not put them on the free throw line right now. That would be bad for your squad.
Make Jamal Murray make a shot over a seven-footer with 9 feet
on
arms.
Away, off balance. Yeah, all net. He didn't even see the shot go in, he said, after the game.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't even see it go in. He's just laying in the arms of his teammates afterwards, as was Anthony Davis as well, because AD is leaning and leaping so hard, and he's off balance as well. He goes tumbling into the Nuggets bench also, and the plays went up for grabs.
It was so great.
And it's fun to see. I mean, you know, everybody has their LeBron opinion. It's fun to see, especially at his advanced age, just the stuff he can still accomplish.
Yeah, he's crazy.
On a basketball court, on each end.
It's completely
of the
insane.
Basketball court.
It's completely insane. It defies all logic. Mm-hmm. You have to tip your hat. I mean, you know what I mean? Whatever you're like, it's. There's no superlative left for how is he still one of the 10 best basketball players in the world at his age. And, I mean, they're a huge underdog. They're not going to win this series, but he's put it up a hell of an effort, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? Jokic is the best player on the floor, and then it's LeBron. That's crazy.
Right.
Jamal Murray, Anthony
the
Davis.
The three-time MVP is the best player on the court, and then the 39-year-old guy is the second best
player. It's crazy. Yeah. It's absolutely crazy what he's able to do. You also did something recently that I find a little crazy. I want to mine you for information because I could see this being my future. It's Parkinson Spiegel on the Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.